Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know what's waiting on me in the future. I just don't know. I don't know what I'll be doing 10 years from now. I just don't know. But I believe that I'll be singing or teaching God's holy word. Oh, it's in my heart. Dark and weary, I can't hardly find my way. Sometimes my burdens get so heavy that I can't stop having sleepless nights and lonely days. But I believe if I keep holding on, God is gonna comfort me and keep me strong. On the tip of my heart,
it's in my heart.
Yes, it is.
The Lord.
It's way down on the inside.
It's in my heart.
Oh, no. I got a made up mind, yeah. I've been lied on, mistreated by my so-called friends. But if I had another chance, I'd do it all again. It's in my heart. Oh, yeah. Got it down in my heart.
No, I'm not doing this for shape, form, or my fashion. I just want you to know it's down in my heart. The reason I'm here tonight, because it's in my heart. And I want you to know, I want you to know, Mama and Daddy, when I was a little boy, Mama and Daddy raised us up in the church. They didn't send us to Texas, they took us to church. Can I get a witness out there? And if we got to the church house and act like we didn't want to go in, Mama would catch me in the collar and she'd drug. Mama and Daddy drug us to church out. I wish I had a witness out there. Planted it in my heart. Oh, yeah. Ooh, Lord. It's in my heart. Many times we didn't get paid, y'all. But I kept on singing anyway because I had it in my heart. Can I get a one witness? Can I get a one witness? Deep down in my heart, yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait a minute, I'm not through yet.
It's in my heart.
Y'all act like y'all don't know what we're doing up here. Come on.
It's in my heart.
Yeah.
It's in my heart.
If you got it.
It's in my heart. It's in my heart.
Oh, yeah.
It's in
somebody asked me just the other day, say, heart, how can you shake a person's hand and you know they don't like you? I told him, the reason I do it is in my heart. I got a phone call not too long ago. Somebody said, heart, how can you leave your family and go sing all the time? I told him, I love my family.
Oh, yeah.
I love my family.
Yes, I do.
I love my family.
Oh, my.
But the reason I'm doing it. That's the reason I'm doing it. Cause it's in my heart. I got to love my enemies. I got to love my friends. And whenever you see me, I'll be serving the Lord.
Glory to God. Welcome to the Eagles in Flight Hour. I'm Apostle Marcus Dupree and Prophet Selena Dupree. And we thank God for allowing us to be here tonight. Amen. And we once again, we come in to lift up the name of the Lord. And amen. We thank God for each and every one that's on the line tonight. Amen. As we get ready to go in His presence. Glory to God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we give you praise, honor, and glory, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for your presence and your power today. Thank you for allowing us to be in your presence, Lord God. We thank you for your grace that is sufficient for us, Lord God, and we come and we're excited about what you're about to do, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for your hand being upon us today, Lord God, and we thank you for stirring up the gift that is within us, Lord God. We thank you for the impact to be made in Jesus' mighty name, Lord God. We thank you for change that is happening right now. Thank you, Lord God, as we charge this atmosphere right now in the name of Jesus. We command, we release, Lord God, your anointing to charge it up right now in the name of Jesus. We command every contrary spirit to go. Now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we bind the spirit of voice that you may try, or even have the desire to get into the system tonight. We bind you up now in the name of Jesus. We render you powerless right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and we release your anointing, your presence, your peace that surpasses all understanding. Let it rest and rule and abide and reign henceforth and forever. So, Father, we thank you for the release now of your presence and your glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, my Lord God, change, deal with hearts tonight, Lord God, as your word comes power and conviction, Lord God. Let the words from my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, Lord thy God. Our strength and redeemer. So we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let your anointing, Lord God, make the difference. Let your anointing destroy every yoke of bondage right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. You thank you, even as people have the desire to change, thank you for your life-changing power that's going to be released on this line tonight in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Your word and it's your power. You are the one that makes the difference. Your anointing makes the difference, Lord God. And we thank you for it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you as we give you praise, glory, and honor for it. In your Son, Jesus' name, we pray. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We thank you, Lord, once again for his presence. We ask you to turn with me to Acts chapter 3, and we're going to get right into the word of life. Amen. Glory to God. Let me breathe for 1 second. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're about to do. I'm so on fire for service today. My God, we had an awesome time at Eagles Wings International Ministries. We had a time, it was so awesome. our speaker, Bishop Ojo, which was supposed to speak today, but because of the presence of God, came in so strong, so mightily, she was even able to speak. So we just had to let God have his way. But nevertheless, but we thank God for his presence right now. Amen. I'm still on fire. Glory to God. Acts chapter 3, starting at verse 1. Now, Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of, and a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked in alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him and John, said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have I give to thee. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankles, bones, received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Glory to God. And let me read the last verse. And they knew that it was he which sat at the alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. Now, glory to God. Tonight I want to talk to you about being empowered to make an impact. Being empowered to make an impact. One more time. Empowered, you are. You are. You are. Point to yourself. I am. Empowered to make an impact. Let me tell you something. It's not about a title. I don't need a title to make an impact, but I need a heart after God. That will give me the power and everything I need to make an impact. Yes, in man's eyesight, certain things are necessary, and we deem it true. Yes, certain things are necessary. But you don't have to have a title to make an impact. God just needs a willing heart, and that's the basis up there. That's the basis that he needs to make an impact in people's lives. We really don't understand the power that we possess or that lives inside of us. The power of God is there for a reason. But we have to understand that he didn't give it to us just to say, "I got some power. I'm anointed." Well, my God, a lot of people can say they have power, they're anointed. But what are you doing with that to show evidence that that you understand what you've been graced with that power to do? That word impact means to have a strong and often bad, or in this case, good effect on something or someone. To hit something with great force. When there's an impact, not only there's a noise, but there's a collision. See, the power of God inside of you and on you is supposed to make a big collision with the works of the enemy and utterly destroy that works. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Turn with me. I'm going to come back to the definition, but turn with me to Acts chapter 1. The one verse, it says, "But you shall receive power." Somebody say power. "You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you." I like to say up on you. When that power comes up on you, you are a changed man. You're not the same person who you started with. When the power of God is up on you, man, my God, something ready to happen. "And you shall be witnesses." In other words, you're about to see something. When you witness, you can say, "You know what? I know what you mean. I've been there, done it, or I've seen it. Yes, it happened to me." When you have been empowered to be a witness, God said, "I've empowered you to see this thing." Oh, God. "Unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the othermost parts of the earth." My God. He's empowered you to make an impact wherever you go. In the country, you can make an impact. In the city, you can make an impact. In the field, you can make an impact. My God, on top of in a junkyard, you can make an impact. In a grocery store, you can make an impact. In the church, you shall receive power. Sometimes we think the power is in a jerk or in a juke. No. Kind of making some, make some noise and, kicking your body around here and there. But when you talk about power, look, I could be standing still and make an impact. You could be standing still, lay your hands, or speak a one word and make an impact. Just by you showing up can be enough of making an impact on somebody. Get this. You ever seen a child that's playing a sport and they're looking into the audience? They're looking for mom or daddy. They don't see anyone, so they're like kind of down. They're kind of playing, but they're still looking, expecting mom or dad or whoever you may be. You might be a mentor in someone's life. You may be someone who's there looking. You might be the neighbor. But you have a special bond with that person to where they're expecting to receive something. They're expecting something from you by showing up. And all of a sudden, they're having an okay time. Then all of a sudden, you show up. And all of a sudden, by your presence, when you show up, their whole game changes. They're inspired to make an impact for real now. Because you're there. See, this is what God does when he shows up in our situation. Sometimes we just looking around, just expect, okay, I don't know if God will show up or not. But see, God, like, when you pray, when you believe, not only believe, but receive, know that I'm here. He said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. When he's empowered you to make a difference, he's with you. He says, those that follow, those that love me, keep my commandments. See, this is why he wants you to keep his commandments. Because, see, God will not dwell in the place of sin. But when you keep his commandments, he's going to be there with you. He's empowering you. Those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. You want to walk in power? You want to walk in? You want to make a difference? Walk. You got to walk with confidence. You got to walk in his word, and you got to be empowered and understand who you are. When you understand who you are, you understand why that young man was, when he saw that person in the audience sitting down, he had one of the best games of his life. Why? Because you were an inspiration to him or her. You have made an impact into their lives. And now here's the evidence. They're running up and down the field like a madman. I remember there was a movie I was watching a few months back. He was a football player. He was on the field, and he was having a rough night. Man, he was a good player, but he was a little down by something. Man, and so he was playing ball, and, it was a professional team, and he was whacked. It was beating him up pretty good. It was whacked as he made a fumble. He was having a rough game. And the coach was like, I'll try with you. You must start playing, but you can't get nothing done, man. We got to pull you out. And all of a sudden on the sideline, he gets a phone call. They said, phone. And his wife has a little conversation with him. I don't know what she said, but whatever she said to him, he came back a changed man. Something that she said impacted his life just that fast. It caused his whole game to change. He went back on that field and ran like a madman. He couldn't stop so much that he won the game. It was in the movie. But we know in real life there's people who have that kind of effect on other people. You, as a born-again believer, you as a Christian who is Christ-like, you who walk in the likeness of God, you who are created, who are made in the image of God, have been empowered to make an impact. The number to call was anyone who needed to call in, 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416, press 1 to get in the Q box. You have been empowered to make an impact. God does not waste his power on someone who can't. This is why some of you are crying out, God, I want more power. I want more of your anointing. Well, God is like, well, what are you doing with what I've given you already? Are you touching a life out there? Are you making a difference for who you normally wouldn't pray with? It's very easy to pray with everyone in the church because it's safe. But what about a person who's not even saved? Will you take a minute to stop with someone, matter of fact, who maybe even look like they may look rough, like, you know, they might not be smelling good, they may not look good, they might be even doing the wrong thing. Will you take a minute and pray with them? Will you show the love of Christ? Will you take the opportunity to make an impact in someone's life for real? It's very easy to stay in the church and do everything in the four walls. But what happens, but the real impact needs to be made on the outside of the wall. And see, oh, God, when you begin to step out outside of the world, this is the real world now. All that anointing you have in the church, now put it to use on the outside. This is why outreach is very important. We got to get out of the four walls. We can't get comfortable inside. Some of us, we sit there on the bench getting fat in the spirit and doing nothing with it. Lord, give me more anointing. For what? You're already obese in the spirit as it is. You're not releasing anything. Oh, God, let me get back to the scripture. Glory to God. But here it is. God wants to make an impact in your life. The word power means the ability or the right to have control or to control things or people, political control or the country area. Let me get to the real stuff. The ability to act or produce an effect. Point blank. Without a toaster that's not plugged into the wall has no power. It can't produce. You can put the bread in all day long, push it down, it has no power to produce. God has given us the power, the ability to produce. It means the ability to get extra base hits, from the capacity for being acted upon or undergoing an effort. So it also means a force of armed men. So that's what I'm saying, that having that impact, having that power. You got the force to bring a physical might. God has given you power, spiritual power, that comes out in the natural to get some things done, to make an impact for real, to cause lives to change. I don't want to be a Christian. Glory to God. There's someone on the line. Amen. Who's here on the line? Jesus. Do we have a person? Do we have someone who would like to say something or ask for prayer? Amen. Your turn to speak. All right. Well, once again, that number is called 347-945-5416. Don't be afraid. Speak up. Amen. You're welcome to speak. Amen. We're all family. Glory to God. But once again, He's empowered us to make a difference. When you understand this, let me share a testimony with you. Let me go back to that scripture we started with. Let's go back to Acts chapter 3. Okay, yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Whoever was on the line, you would speak now.
I'm sorry. This is Nathan. I don't want to put you on the spot. I'm enjoying the sermon and the scripture. Now, you said we got this power to go out and impact people. Why people think with all this power we got inside the four walls, that the people that's out there that we're supposed to affect actually going to change them back into the world?
You said, why would it? Say that last part again?
Now, with all the power they got inside the four walls.
Okay, right.
When they go out into the world to pray or communicate with the people out there, why we feel threatened that they're going to change us back instead of we changing them back?
Well, it's a thing of security. Insecurity. You got to know where you stand in Christ. See, this is why we have to know. We have to be bold as a lion. We have to understand once we've been changed, we have to that's why God will have us separate from things and allow us to get built up in the spirit, understand who we are, you understand your authority. Once you begin to understand who you are, you understand that, look here, you've been converted by the power of God. The same power that raised up Jesus is the same power that's in you right now. You, look, you,
I could be around people who are smoking weed all day long. It wouldn't matter to me because my mind is fully convinced. I'm fully persuaded that I am who God said that I am, and I don't have to go back to that lifestyle again. Carrying you to where you ain't, you've been playing kind of both sides of the fence. You ain't fully committed to God. Now, then you got a reason to feel a little concerned because given the right situation, you might buckle and bend under pressure.
Okay.
But if you walking right, you won't have nothing to worry about. Because your mind is fully convinced and you're fully persuaded about who you are in Christ.
Okay.
And you won't even give the enemy a chance because you know what? When you see him coming, you put him right in place because he's the devil. You a liar. I'm not going back to where things need to be.
So just one more question. I'm letting you go back. With this said now, why I'm out there trying to get the wine on, all of a sudden, when brother and the trustee and the deacon come by, Sunday morning they accuse me of being on the street having a drink with the wine on the corner.
Well, we got to ask the first question. What are they doing over there? Okay, but once we get past that part, then we got to say, well, didn't he say go to all the world?
Yes, he did.
He didn't say go to every church. He said go to all the world.
That's what he said.
So if understand, a lot of these people are not going to come to church for the first time. We have to go out and get them. And third of all, who's man? If I sit there and worry about whatever this is,
Thank you, Pastor. Why
you have to, you got to not be ashamed. That's it. Can't be ashamed because, see, guess what? Ask them, what have you done for Christ lately? they can't give you a good, honest answer, then say, we ain't got nothing to talk about.
That is exactly right, Pastor.
Amen.
Amen, Pastor.
We ain't playing them. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you for questioning it. Glory to God. Amen. Anyone else need to call in? Glory to God. The floor is open. The number 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get into queue box. Amen. Let's have a talk. Glory to God. But anyway, so as we're saying, this impact, let's go back to the scripture. Verse 1 again. Now Peter went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer. Now get this. This is where we're going to get our power. He said, Peter and John, they were going to the temple, together to the temple, hour of prayer. Without prayer, there is no power. Much prayer, much power. Little prayer, little power. Without prayer, you can't get nothing from God. We need communication with God. We need to be in fellowship with God. Listen, if you want God, to empower you, you have to get in his presence to let him endow you. If you want God's power, you want God to give you power, you want God to empower you, you need to get into his presence so he can endow you. You can't do it by yourself. You can't do it away from his presence. You need to be in his presence. Being in his presence, he will endow you with his anointing. He'll smear you. That's what we're talking about, anoint. Anoint means to smear on. Put on, smear on. He'll smear on his presence on you. Just like I wear my shirt of cologne. My wife could rub up against me, and she would have the scent of that cologne on me, on her. Excuse me. And you would know that because of the cologne scent, you know that's not her cologne. It had to be mine. And you would know that she was in my presence because she smelled like me. The same way with you. If you've been in the presence of God and he smeared himself on you and people see the anointing on you, they know that you've been in his presence. How can we make a true impact without being in his presence? If we're not in his presence, we can't get smeared on. Without being in his presence, we can't get powered on. Without his presence, we can't make an impact. We want to be Christian by name, but we're playing games. If we don't get in his presence, how can we represent? Then we will begin to misrepresent because we can't represent. Going through the motions, you just have a title of a Christian, but you have no relationship with God. there's no power to really make an impact. That's why when you pray, nothing happens. Well, Lord, I don't know if he hear my prayer, but that's where the insecurity begin to come in. Because, and look, if I've spent time with God, and I know I've been cultivating my relationship, spending time with him, reading the word of God, hearing, eating the word of God, you know, spending time talking to God on a daily basis, not just when I want something from God. Look, God is not Santa Claus. Let's not play him like that. God is not Santa Claus. But a lot of Christians, church folk, play God like that. Play him like he's Santa Claus. And we wonder why we can't get a breakthrough happen. We wonder why some things won't happen. You can't treat him like Santa Claus and expect him to move in your life like that. Anyway, back to the word of God. So once again, we have to be in his presence. We have to come before him so he can endow us. In the, it says, in the time of prayer that we're going, it says, be at the ninth hour, a certain man lame from his mother's womb, this man's been all his life, was carried. Let me deal with that there for a second. We can't expect to have power or impact from God if people always carry you. Or you riding up someone else's anointing. You got to get your own, baby. You got to get your own. Spend your time with God and get empowered so you can make an impact. Spend your time with God. So listen, you can't look at mama's anointing, grandma's anointing is great, but if you don't have one of your own, have some of your own, you are jacked up. We need to get power from, we need to get to know God for yourself, get to develop your own walk with God so you can walk in some power. It's good to have people pray for you, but you got to pray for yourself. What if you can't get in touch with the apostle? What if you can't get in touch with the pastor or the bishop, whoever it is? You got to be able to call and get a presence for yourself. Too many Christians are sitting down powerless. Why? Because they won't spend time with God. And they wonder why this situation won't change. We have to understand God has empowered you. He has given you the chance and the ability to be empowered to make a difference, to make an impact. But the thing is, it's an opportunity. That means with every opportunity, you got to take it. You got to do something. God's like, Jesus said it plain. It is finished. So if he said it is finished, what's left for him to do? I've walked out. I came. 3.5 years of my ministry, I walked out the kingdom of God. So you can see demonstration of the power that you should be walking in, demonstration of signs and wonders that you should be doing. Raised it. I mean, look, my Lord, he did it all he needed to do in 3.5 years, and he said, now it's finished. I'm done. Now the time of duplication is here. You take what I've given you, I did. He said, now, yeah, he said, I give gifts unto men. He's giving you the gifts to go out and make the difference. Why aren't we making an impact like the way we ought to? Because we're not spending time with God like the way we need to. We're not spending time in his presence to be empowered. This is a travesty. For there's so much word, opportunity. People, you can be on your phone all day long reading Bible scriptures because of apps. You can download computers. I don't have a Bible. My Lord, do you watch TV? There's some one way or another. You got a smartphone. What good is a smartphone if you don't have a Bible app on it? Your smartphone ought to be able to do something when it comes down to the Bible. To me, that's not even smart. So if we have every which way, we can do everything else. We can play Facebook, Twitter, all these other things all day long, social media, but we don't even have a Bible app downloaded to our smartphone, and we can't even look at the scripture if we need to. Something is wrong with that. Okay, if you don't have it on your phone, you got a Bible. You should have a Bible. But what good is having a Bible if you never take time to read? And what good is having a Bible? I mean, what good is having a Bible if you don't take time to read and understand the scriptures? And then what good is it if you don't just begin to develop a prayer life? See, don't pray just when you want something from God. Spend time with God, talking to God. Let's just see how God's doing. Just spend some time in his face sometime. Get out of everybody else's face and spend some time in his face. Sometimes it's real good for us to take some time away from everyone else and spend some time with God. Turn away all these distractions. Sometimes, you know, and sometimes this thing can get addictive. You can find yourself spending some more time trying to help other people to where you drain. you need to put back in for yourself. And sometimes you got to learn how to shut stuff down. Turn down the plate. It's too easy to get caught up in the life world today. We have more distractions in a little bit, but we got to know, we got to be wise and know how to shut it down. We talk about people like Smith Wigglesworth in different years back. Smith Wigglesworth never looked at her newspaper. He didn't, because he didn't want to hear bad news. Because why? He carried the good news. I don't even watch the news. I'll barely watch the news every now and then. Some people say, you're so disconnected with them, whatever, whatever. Some things you watch, some things you don't. Sometimes you hear something along the way. But sitting every day religiously watching, and I don't do that. We have the good news. Why are you taking in so much bad news? That's all the media is going to try and produce, bad news. And you, come on, let's think about it. On a scale of 30-minute news time, okay, cutting out the sports, how much time is ever put aside for some good news? Maybe 2%, 3% of the time. Everything else is something negative, something you don't want to probably hear anyway. They purposely do that. They do bad news sales. I had to say, the bottom line is this, you have the good news. Are you spreading the good news? Tonight, I had an experience. Glory to God. Let me go a little further first. A certain man, lame from his mother's womb, carried, once again, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked alms. And Peter, fastening his eye upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something. Bam, let me stop right there. Tonight, in between the service calls, probably within the last 30 minutes before coming onto the line tonight, I went out and had to go run to the store, took the trash, whatever. And I was about to get in my car, and this young lady was walking by, little Caucasian young lady, and she waved, and some of them caught eyes, and she said, hey, she looked like she was wanting to say something. She was like, you know, well, need to say something to me. So I went over, I said, hey, how you doing? So I, you know, might I help you, you know, whatever. And she said, oh, I'm sorry, I thought you were someone else. She said, okay, she said, do you carry anything? Well, see, right then when I knew she said, do you carry something? I knew she was looking for drugs. Okay, that's point blank. You got to understand the lingo. People on the streets, when they begin to ask, you carry something, yeah, that's what they're looking for. Okay, when she said that, I knew right then, my spirit knew exactly what she was saying. I said, okay. I said, what are you looking for? And she said what she was looking for. I said, okay. Well, I said, I don't, you know, I'm happy. But the Lord said, all right, hold on, don't move yet. So I said, let me ask you a question. I said, come here. I said, first of all, you know what? You need a hug. Give her a hug. I said, look, you don't have to, I grabbed her hand, I said, you don't have to live like this. You don't have to live in this lifestyle. I said, so what you want me? She said, well, I would have done, I said, yeah, you would have performed. I said, no. You don't have to live like that. I was so compelled by the presence of God to begin to minister to her. I felt the anointing come upon me right then and there strongly. And I felt my voice even change. You don't have to live like this. Look at her right in the eyes. Because I'm not ashamed. I understood who was in control at that time. It wasn't me. The Lord was speaking to her because her life was about to be impacted for real. See, you can't, come out looking like everything else, but the fact of the matter is this. We cannot be afraid to touch them and make an impact. I didn't come to her in fear. I came to her bold. And understanding what you're looking for, yes, I got it, but it's not what you're looking for. What you need, I got that. Because he's got me. So I began to tell her, you know, you don't have to live like this. And the Holy Spirit, see, at that time, the prophetic evangelism began to kick in. A lot of the prophetic, then of course, the evangelists began to reach out to her. You can live a better life. You don't have to live like this anymore. the anointing was going to be so strong at the time to begin to really minister to her. Say, you know, your heart's been broken, people betray you. He began to have me call things out. And she was shaking her head like she knew exactly what I was calling out. The prophetic was bringing up situations, pulling out the pain. At the same time, the evangelist was reaching out, showing her, look, you don't have to deal with that anymore. So as the Lord had me continue to deal with that for a few minutes, then he said, now, I want to pray for you. I asked her, I said, will you forgive those who hurt you? She said, I don't know. It took me some time. I don't know. With all the stuff they did to me, yes, you've been violated. They treated you wrong, but can you forgive them? She said, I don't know. I said, guess what? Yes, you can. You can forgive them. Holding her hand, looking in her eye, yes, you can forgive them. Forgiveness is instant. Trust takes time. You don't have to trust them anymore if they hurt you. But you need to forgive them for your sake. So I began to minister. I said, I began to pray. Began to release a heartfelt prayer and glory to God. And I said, I know what you are. I said, have you ever been saved before? She said, yes, I've been saved. I said, okay, you need to rededicate your life to the Lord. Let's start a new beginning tonight. Will you do that? She said, yes, I'll do that. So right then, I began to. So when she first came, she was kind of standing a little bit like she was a little high or something. But anyway, so as I was to this point here, began to lead her into that prayer. And she was willing to do. And at the end, and I had her to also release the forgiveness and forgive those people who was hurt, who hurt her, and begin to cover her in prayer. And afterwards, she had a little hoodie on the whole time. And at the end of it, she pulled her hoodie off. And I could tell something changed. Things have changed. She began to walk. Began to look like she was normal. It was almost dark, but still, you could tell, I knew something changed. Herself was broken loose on her. And so she was talking about different things that she used to do as far as a lifestyle, trying to get money to make ends meet. But the fact of the matter is this, we are empowered to make an impact. Love reached out to her. I was compelled by love to reach out to her and make an impact. This is not just supposed to be about me. I'm not supposed to be the one with doing this. This is for all of us to do. You have Christ inside of you to help save others. How would they ever come if you never take the time out to reach out? How would they ever know who's inside of you unless you show them? All right, let's go back to the scripture. But needless to say, she was empowered. She did have a new life. So here it is, because the love reached out to her, she was changed just like that. And so, amen. So we want to talk for a few minutes. I gave her a card and told her, you know, the number to get contact with us, amen, so we could keep up. And so we went on from that point. Well, glory to God. Needless to say, I was pretty much elated, excited, praise God for the change. All right, so this man was looking for money. But see, she was looking for money too. And he said, and this is what Peter said, well, let me say this. She was expecting, what she was expecting was not what she got. He was expecting, but what he was expecting, that was not what he got. What he gave to him. But you got to understand, we have the remedy for what they're really looking for. But we have to be willing to share and give. All right. Then Peter says, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give to you, to thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. I laid my hands on her and everything. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Like I said, she was walking. Different by the time we finished, because why? She was just empowered to walk, to break this chain. Now, the thing is about it is, what happens after that is always a big question, but at the same time, that's why we have to begin to point them to the right direction, point them in a way. So, amen, that's why contact was need to be made afterwards, so we could touch grounds on that thing. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and his ankle bone received strength. And he leaping up, stood and walked and entered into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And see, they knew this was the same man that who was about to get. And they knew that it was he who set it on at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. See, to see the power of God in action through you, through me, through us, and we cannot be ashamed, and we must be bold. If you can be bold to tell somebody off, you ought to be bold enough to pray for somebody. Let me say that again. I think that hit home. If you can be bold enough to tell somebody off to your true feelings, then you ought to be bold enough to pray for somebody too. And this, with that same fervor you told someone off with, you should be able to pray with that same fervor and get the job done. Some of y'all are very passionate when you go to tell somebody off. The hands started moving, the hands started going. Oh, yeah, y'all feeling it now. But come on, use that same fire when it comes to praying for somebody and let somebody do it. I'm sorry, the number to call in is 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. Get in the queue box. We look to hear from you. But once again, we have to understand that Christ has empowered us to make an impact. If we never take the time out to share the love of Christ with anybody, how can people be changed? How can people be saved? They're walking around as zombies. Why? Because we won't share the gospel. We want to be in our own clique inside the church. Bust down the walls. Get out of the church and get out there on the street and do something. Some people in our own family are waiting for us to reach out. Look, every family member is not unreachable. I know you got some family members who just won't receive. And that's true. You got some family members who just stubborn, who they don't want any better. But that's not everyone. Not everybody's heart. We need to be willing to do what we have to do. We need to be willing. My God. We got to be willing to share our life, pages of our life to somebody to make an impact. We need to be willing to do what Christ has called us to do. Jesus, we can't play around with this thing any longer. The time is getting late. Jesus says, work while it's day. When it's night, no man can work. The time is winding up. We got to start speaking up. We got to start moving. People are dying daily and not getting the gospel that they need to get to. And there were Christians around them to speak to them, but no one spoke up. God strategically has placed some of you on your jobs, in the schools. God has strategically placed you in the neighborhoods to make an impact there. Will you save the whole neighborhood? Maybe, maybe not. But you got to start with somebody. You got to start somewhere. Let your light shine. Stop holding back to share. He said, preach the gospel. In that word preach, you find the word reach. Drop the P and you have the word reach. Reach people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stretch out. Come on. Don't allow fear. Don't allow fear or judgment to cause you to draw back. Yes, she smelled it in Newport, and probably whatever else she did. I was not afraid to grab her hands because love has compelled me. Love covers you. When you are there evangelizing, love covers you. Wear love, because love is the thing that's covering you. Love will compel you. Love will keep you. Love will empower you. Love will bring the results. What good is a gift if you do nothing with it? We can't sit there playing gift tag and back forth with the people in the church. The gift needs to be out there helping people too. At that time, the prophetic evangelism was kicking in once again. But bottom line is this. We have to understand. It's going to be that same love that's going to make an impact. It's going to touch their lives. We cannot be afraid to tell the truth of the gospel. Time has come to speak up. God has empowered you to make a difference. Can God trust you to carry out his command? Or will he look at you and say, Lord, you know what? Depart from me. You workers of iniquity. I never knew you. Why? Because you held back the truth when you had the opportunity to share. So many people are sitting there watching people die. And the only thing they had to do was share the gospel truth. At the least we can do is make sure they save their soul and say, you listen, what she does after the conversation, after the impact is made, choice. Because I can't make her do anything. Impact was made, the gospel was shared, she gave her life back, put it in his hands, and she was saying how, you know, I have different ways I make money, would that have effect? I said, you know what, I wish that you don't go that route. But that's a choice that you have to make. God loves you. And I said, I pray that you choose not to, because see, even though her spirit man has changed, her mind needs to be renewed. And this is why we need to have someplace, we have to begin to have the word taught, we have to teach the word to people so they can begin to change their mindset, to change the way they're thinking. Purpose of giving get information so we can get in contact and we can give you something to work, to stand on, or give you something to read and begin to change your mind. See, it takes time, but we have to make time to take time and go forth and do what needs to be done. So we thank the Lord for his presence today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you, Lord God. We thank you for your word today. Thank you for touching our lives, Lord. Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now for just your life, the impact of your word. Thank you for touching our hearts, Lord God, tonight to begin to reach out and change. Thank you, Lord God, for even that word that's nigh to our heart, that's in our mouth as we preach your word, cause impact to change. Jesus, we thank you for your impact of your word tonight, Lord. That's going to compel us to move. Thank you for leading us and showing us how to do it, Lord God. Thank you for giving us wisdom, even as we go forth and share with others the light, the word of life. Thank you for helping us to be bold as a lion and not be ashamed. Lives are dependent on the truth of the word that's inside of us, and you are expecting us to be bold as a lion, to go forth and scream, to cry loud and spare not. Thank you, Jesus, for your word tonight. We bless you right now, Lord God, and we thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus. There's no one like you, Lord, and we trust you, Jesus. We trust you, Lord. We trust you, Lord Jesus, because you are awesome and you are mighty. So, Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Touch every heart that's hearing right now. Touch, Lord, let the spirit of evangelism rest upon each and every one of us, that we will not be the same another day in our life. No longer should we go back to the old way of doing things. No longer should we go back in our place of hiding. But, Lord, thank you for helping us to stand. In the mighty name of Jesus, let us be bold soldiers for you. Stand with those and pray with them and lead them back to Christ, Lord God, for those who have gone astray, or just even introduce them. Lord, help us to stand bold as a lion. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise, glory, and honor. Your son, Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The number to call, once again, is 347-945-5416. We've got a few minutes left. But at this time, I want to take the opportunity to thank each and every one who came on tonight. We pray that the word of God has touched your heart some way, some form, or another. We thank God for his word, for his heart tonight. And we also want to invite you to Eagles Wings. My God, thank you, Jesus. Eagles Wings Ministry, Eagles Wings International Ministries, we want to invite you to come join us on Sunday evenings at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join us, of course, on and also Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time as well. We have prayer that during that time. We have Bible study on Tuesday nights, Impact Bible studies, and Sunday worship experience on Sunday evening at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just to make a note of announcement, at the end of the month, in October, we will have our Woman Up Conference, the Men's Conference. The Man Up Conference was awesome. It was dynamite. So the Women Up Conference is going to be at the end of October. Please come and do join us. And the number for those services is 843-619-0410. For all those services, that's the same number right there. There's no code. Once again, 843-619-0410. Please come do and join us. And for anyone who's on the line tonight, you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I want to lead you this quick prayer. Father, forgive me for my sins. Lord, I can't do this without you. I thank you. I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. I need to be saved. I need your salvation. Lord, I open my heart to you. Lord, I receive your salvation. I confess that Jesus died for my, he died and was, he rose for me. Thank you that you raised him up on the first day, third day you rose, he rose with all power in his hand. Died for my sins, he rose with all power. Thank you. I receive, and I believe and I receive him as my Lord and Savior tonight. I surrender all because I can't do without you. Thank you for empowering me now. In Jesus' matchless name we pray. Glory to God. And also, amen. Oh, we also want to pray for those who may need to be restored back to fellowship. If there's anyone right now who needs to be restored back, repeat this prayer with me. Father, forgive me. I went astray. Lord, help me to be restored back into fellowship. Teach me, Lord, your ways. Help me. I acknowledge that I've sinned and gone my own way. I repent. I turn back to you. Thank you for restoring me back into fellowship. Show me your love. Empower me to stand. Lord, I surrender all to you. It's all about you, Lord. It's not about me. I receive now you as my Lord and sit on the throne of my heart as my Savior. Thank you, Lord, for saving me this day and restoring me back into fellowship. So, Father, we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, for each and every one tonight. Thank you for your presence and your anointing resting upon each and every one. Lord, bless them tonight for hearing your word. We bind the spirit of retaliation. It would not come against any of them, Lord God. And we thank you for the impact of your word tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your passion for Christ begin to rise in each and every one of them. Let them have a passion for your word like never before. Let them have a passion for deliverance. Let them have a passion for their hearts to be set free. Let them have a passion for souls to be changed forever. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, let them have a passion for healing as well. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. I'm Apostle Marcus Free. Thank you for joining us for the Eagles in Flight Hour. We love you, and we thank you, and we ask you to join us again on next week. God bless you all. Have a good night.
I'm a conqueror.